So this is it, huh? My best friend is finally becoming a man. You've been going out on dates with a girl even. Well, other than me. Not that those were dates. We did do stuff together, like go to movies or play some football down at the park or just spend the day together watching TV and playing video games. But we're just friends. Sure, I'm a girl and I'm your friend, but that doesn't really make me your girlfriend. Right? Well, I'm happy for you. It sounds like things are getting serious between the two of you. I heard that her parents are out of town next weekend. And I don't want to get your hopes up, but that could be a really fun night for you. You guys have gone out a few times and you've been doing the entire lovey-dovey thing everywhere, especially at school. It's kind of gross if you ask me, but whatever. I think at this point, there's a reasonable chance that she wants your dick. Now, she's had a little more experience than you. Maybe a lot, depending on who you ask. But I'm not one to be spreading vicious rumors. When the time comes to get naked with her, I just hope you have better luck than your first go with other athletic endeavors. Oh, come on. You suck and you know it. At least your first time through. When we were kids and you climbed your first tree, I was the one who had to help you back down. I was riding a bicycle long before you and had to show you how to do it properly before you killed yourself. You couldn't even play football properly without my help. But really, good luck with this girl tonight. Sex doesn't seem that hard, but I suppose you'll be your typical nervous self and end up making a mess of it. Well, sorry. I don't think it's going to work for me to be on the date with you tonight to give you pointers. Don't panic. Just because I won't be there doesn't mean I can't give you a tip or two. I guess it's the least I can do. It's not like we've seen much of each other lately with you and her getting so serious. If you do things right next weekend, you'll probably be so busy hooking up with her in the future, you won't have time for me anymore. But it's a sacrifice I'd be willing to make to see my best friend happy. At least if being with her is what makes you happy. You definitely seem to think so, so let's get to work on getting you ready for the big date. First things first, we need to do something about your kissing. I know you've kissed her before. You guys do it all the time between classes. But you're kind of all over the place with that, like a puppy dog licking someone's face. It's more than a little embarrassing to watch. Now, don't get mad. I'm just telling you this for your own good. You do want to impress her and hopefully end up doing her, don't you? Okay, good. So, let's work on your kissing. Start off by showing me how you kiss her. On what? On me, stupid. Look, I may not be the girly girl type, but I'm still a girl. You seem to keep forgetting that. But I'm also your best friend. I won't be afraid to tell you if you suck at kissing and tell you how to fix it. We drink from the same bottle all the time, so we've shared saliva before. This is pretty much the same thing, but just a little more direct. So just kiss me, dumbass. Not bad, but kind of timid, just like how you are at everything. Some of it may be because you're kissing me, so don't sweat it. I'm kind of weirded out too. But let's try it again. Longer this time though, with more intensity. There. That's better. Now, let's move on to more advanced stuff. Have you ever taken off a girl's bra before? Are you going to blush like this when you're with her? If you can't even answer the question, I think I know what my answer is. And I know what we have to work on next. What? I'm just taking off my shirt. It's the only way you'll be able to get to my bra properly. I could put one around a pillow and show you that way, but this is a bit more practical. And you used to see me topless all the time when we were kids, before these boobs became an issue. So, I'll need you to reach around behind me and try to work the clasp. It's a lot more complicated for you than it is for me. So, let me just lean into you a bit. come on. It's not as complicated as it seems. Just, yeah. There you go. Yeah, I had to take the bra off. Because I knew you'd do this the first time you saw a real pair of tits. You'd look away and get all embarrassed. This isn't the kind of thing that's going to impress that girlfriend of yours. So it's okay to stare at my chest, even if I did just give you shit for it sometimes in the past. I know my tits aren't as big as hers, but use your imagination. Well, your imagination and your hands. You're planning on touching her, right? When you do, you don't want to be fumbling around or squeezing too hard or something lame like that. You could ruin the mood and the fun real fast. So, since you're not just cooperating at all, let me grab your hands and get you started. Well, now you're doing the opposite of what I was afraid of. You're not doing anything with your hands, even though I have them squeezed up against my breasts. It's okay to let your hands close over them and squeeze them. Gently, though. They're not footballs. Although I don't mind too much if you play with them. Especially the nipples. Can you use your thumbs on them? Yeah, like a video game controller, if that helps. Okay, so now you keep doing that. Well, I undo your pants. No, seriously, trust me. I can tell you're sporting serious wood right now. Maybe too much. Let's face it, you're a little too excitable. At least when playing or watching sports or when playing video games. You like to go off, well, half-cocked. I kind of suspect that you're going to go off fully cocked as soon as you feel a girl's hand around your dick and probably splatter yourself all over her. So let me just see what happens if this thing sees some air and if it feels my hand around it. Maybe you won't come at a girl's touch, but if you do, let's not have you find out with your girlfriend on the big night. Just try not to shoot all over me, okay? I hear that hard stuff is hard to get off clothing. I better not risk it. Let me just take off my jeans and boxers. I don't want you to splooge all over these, because that would be hard to explain to my mom when she does laundry. You don't want to ruin my favorite jeans with your cum, do you? This will be another good test, too. I'll bet a lot of virgins blow their load at the first sight of a girl's pussy. Okay, you handled seeing your first not-internet pussy, okay? Let's see how you handle getting handled, then. You don't mind if I keep this thing pointed away from me, just in case, do you? Now don't flinch. A girl, especially your girlfriend, might take that the wrong way. It's just my hand. Maybe it's not as soft as your girlfriend's, and I've never had a manicure or painted my nails or anything, but it's still a girl's hand. And you didn't come as soon as I touched you, or when my hand closed around it completely, which is good. But maybe my being your best friend is keeping you from getting too excited. You know, since you don't look at me sexually at all. So let me just stroke it a little to compensate. Just gently up and down and up and down. I'm impressed. I thought it would be all over by now. And you might actually last until you're inside your girlfriend. But let's try a little more visual stimulation and see how you do. Just don't tell anyone I let you see this, okay? What does it look like I'm doing? I'm rubbing myself. You think I never do stuff like that? I thought maybe if I did naughty things in front of you, it would be a good test of your ability not to blow your load prematurely. Because your girlfriend would talk. She's talked about some of the many, many other guys she's been with. So watching me rub myself while I rub your cock is actually for your own good. I'm not getting any personal pleasure out of it. Well, not much. Well, since you've lasted this long, maybe there's one last thing I can show you. She's going to expect you to get on top of her when the time comes. You're just going to screw up that part, though. and probably put your hand on her stupidly long hair or accidentally knee her in the stomach. So maybe I should let go of your cock and just lie back here, still rubbing myself. And you can try to get on top of me without causing any real damage. Just a practice for your girlfriend, you know? I wouldn't be a very good best friend if I didn't let you practice getting on top, would I? Come on, you can do it. Carefully. Just move on top of me. I don't have long hair to watch out for, but try not to put your hands or knees or anything else where it doesn't belong, okay? Stuff like that could screw up your first time. And as your best friend, it is my duty to help you get laid and lose your virginity. So just keep going. There you go. You did it. You're all on top of me. You managed to do it without blowing your load, too. Even when you had to watch me freaking myself the whole time. Kind of proud of you, dude. But since you're here, you know that the entire wanting to help you lose your virginity thing can work in a couple of ways. You could wait until the big day, which may get delayed. And even if it does happen, maybe something happens so that the two of you don't actually do it. But I'm here right now. And we're both naked. And we're both kind of horny. I may be not nearly as feminine as your girlfriend, but I have okay breasts and a wet pussy. You don't seem to be as weirded out by the situation as you were in the beginning. All I have to do is spread my legs a little more. Or a lot. And I can stop rubbing myself or use my fingers instead to just kind of hold myself open for your cock. It's just only a few inches away. If you feel like putting it in me, I wouldn't tell anyone, not our friends, definitely not your girlfriend. It'd just be our little secret. Now that we're so close to doing it, do you really want to stop? Yeah, right there. I'm making it as easy for you as I can. Just push the head into me a little bit, and then I can move my hand away. And then you can... It's about goddamn time. I've been trying to plant the idea of fucking me in your head for months now, and you never seem to pick up on it. Especially after you started dating her. I thought we'd just do it once, you know, just to try it. We both have to have a first time. I thought it'd be better if ours were with each other. Of course I'm okay, you big wuss. I just got something in my eye. It's definitely bigger than what I have had in my pussy, but maybe if you move it a little, I might still be able to get some enjoyment out of it somehow. Oh, did that piss you off a little? Good. You've become too soft since you started dating her. But it's good to see some of the old, same old asshole I grew up with in return. And if you want to get back at me for implying you had a small cock, then you can fuck me harder with it. See if you can make me regret it. Yeah. That's the spirit. I knew my best friend was still in there somewhere. Even better. You're in me now. Your cock is deep inside of me, fucking me. Oh, stretching out my poor little virginal pussy and not being wasted on that slut's tired old twat. I'll bet once you've had mine, hers won't be all fun anymore. You might even want to come back to me for another try at some point. I'd probably be willing to try this again. Keep going. Fuck me harder. I don't mind a workout or a bruise or two. Not like her. I bet she'll get upset if you mess her hair or makeup. She probably doesn't even know how to sweat. Well, you're making me sweat and breathe heavy and feel all good inside. Best of all, fuck like a proper little lady. I'm not gonna come like a girl either. All quiet and stuff. I'll be loud, like when we play games or something. Never gonna forget what fucking me is like. Or regret it. You'd have regretted if we didn't do this. Come at me, please. Oh, don't make me beg for your cum. You know I don't like looking weak in front of you, or even under you, but I do want you to come. I need it. Oh, if you try to make me beg, I'll do it, but then I'll beat the shit out of you later. So please just come at me. Come at me. Oh my god, you have such a dumb fuck face. I'm sorry, but it's true. I don't mind, but she might think you're having a stroke. But it's definitely something we can fix with enough work. We just need to give each other a lot more orgasms until you learn to control it a bit better. I'll work on your technique too. You're pretty good actually, but there's always room for improvement. I might have been doing a bit more work than I should have. You're just lucky that you have a friend like me, willing to help you with stuff like this. Now, just don't get the idea that I'm going all soft and girly and falling in love with you or anything. Or that I've already been secretly in love with you for years. Don't make me laugh. But as long as we're just laying here, well, that girlfriend of yours is probably going to want to cuddle after sex, so maybe we should work on that part too.